You're listening to Am I Cancelled?
So, put your headphones in, tune out the world, and get cancelled with us.
Hi. This is your podcast host, Edward. Welcome back to Season 3 of Am I Cancelled? Today on the show, I decided to explore the exciting world of ASMR. A long, long time ago, I decided to hop onto YouTube and watch a video of commentators making fun of these ASMR roleplay videos. So I've intentionally not put any of those videos into here. There's some newer ones. Some ones from late 2020, early 2021. And I thought it would be a nice treat to be able to dive in to the world of ASMR roleplay on YouTube. So how I'm going to start right now is obviously by talking to you in a nice, soft, relaxing tone that you could easily fall asleep to. But I'm going to ask you very nicely not to fall asleep because we have a long journey ahead of us. First, I want to talk about the fact that there's some mistakes that I think people who perform ASMR make. And I think a lot of it is not exactly judging the volume of their voice very well. A lot of them think you should be whispering. Now, I guess that people like that because these videos have millions and millions of views. But it's my opinion that it's better to talk in a lower, more relaxing voice than a whisper. Because once you start whispering, your lip smacks start to be louder than your voice. And to me, personally, that's very unsettling. And I think that it shouldn't be happening. And I want to get away as fast as possible. My question is, who's watching these videos? You know what you're doing. You know that this isn't to relax. You know this is sexual for you. Who are you trying to fool? Yourself or the people around you? Let me tell you, there's a special microphone nowadays that I've seen a lot. I don't know how long it's been in the ASMR game, but it's about as much as a Shure SM7B microphone, which is $400. This is a 3D audio microphone for around the same price, $400. And what it does is it has two sides on it, so it is recording in stereo. And it gives you a lot fuller of a sound. And what people who get these think that means is that you should get closer to it, and you should make sure that your lip smacks are very audible into the microphone. Is everyone uncomfortable? What makes it worse is that a lot of the ASMR field is dominated by women, and a lot of these women make sure to put some, almost seems like some extra lipstick on in order to get that extra smack. They love it, and they want you to hear it. Now, I'm going to play the musical intro very low as to not startle you, and then after that, and the quick call to action, we are going to start participating and some ASMR roleplay. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you here. I'm so excited to be given the opportunity to participate in these roleplay ASMR videos. But before I do, I would just like to play this call to action very quietly.
If you would like to interact with the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @am_I_cancelled. And also check out our Facebook page, Am I Cancelled? Back to the show.
Thank you very much for entertaining that, and I hope it did not startle you too much and take you too much out of the moment. What we're going to do now is begin the ASMR roleplay. Now, this first, I'll go ahead and I will link these videos within the description of the episode. This first one comes to us from Love Sophia ASMR. And the title of it is ASMR, Best Friend Confesses Love for You, Soft Spoken Roleplay. Let's dive right into it.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? It was a nice hug.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. You seem nervous.
Thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Short notice.
No problem.
Oh, no occasion. I just wanted to put something nice on.
I was supposed to say you look really nice, right? What's up?
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm sorry.
You're being really awkward.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know.
I'm so awkward.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You've always been awkward.
I know I'm always awkward.
Yeah.
Like, extra awkward?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You seem a little off.
Okay, so.
What's up?
Thank you for coming to see me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Yep, I did already say that. Sorry.
Yeah, you keep repeating yourself.
Don't be nervous. It's not bad.
I wasn't nervous.
I don't have any terminal disease.
Oh, okay.
There's just some things that I've been meaning to tell you.
What?
For a long time.
What's up?
And I didn't really know how.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't really know how.
Just try.
It's the awkward.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
Stop making fun of me for 2 seconds, okay? Just let me talk. I will find the words eventually.
You want to fuck me, don't you?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So, you're my best friend.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
For like 10 years.
You claimed the top spot.
Mm-hmm. It's been like 10 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Round of applause.
Thank you.
Very
finally.
Proud of yourself.
I should be, honestly.
You're my best friend, and you're so important to me. And your friendship
be.
Is so important to me.
It should be, yeah.
And before I say anything else,
what?
I just want you to understand that your friendship means everything to me, and
I would hope hope so.
I would never want to do anything to jeopardize that.
Like make false allegations? Would you do that? Would you make false allegations?
You'd still be my friend, no matter what I say.
Unless they're false allegations, yeah, of course.
No, I didn't murder anyone, okay?
Okay.
Please, just promise that you'll be my friend.
I feel like you're gonna murder me.
And I'll promise that I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
Basically,
mm-hmm.
I want you to know that I joke around with you.
Right.
And I tease you.
Uh-huh.
And I call you a stupid dumb face.
Sure, yeah, okay. Usually worse.
But, you're actually the smartest person I know.
Oh my god, finally.
You're so smart.
Finally, thank you. Thank you so much.
Whenever I have intellectual conversations with you, I just feel like all my neurons are firing at once.
I am so glad you're finally admitting this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way your brain works is fascinating.
Nice. I know.
Yeah, I could say special.
Yeah.
Special.
I'd say perfect, but yeah, go ahead.
I just feel like I don't know. I mean, whenever we're talking and it's time to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I feel like I could talk to you all night.
Yeah, I'm really...
All day.
I'm pretty fucking cool, yeah.
And never get bored.
Definitely not boring. That's not how I would describe it.
Stop being fascinated by the thoughts that occur to you.
That's fair. What up?
I'm sorry. I need a drink.
Always drinking, honestly. Are you hydrated?
Okay. Yes. Hydrated.
Okay. Yeah?
And I wanted to say that...
What up?
Last week when my car broke down...
I didn't know you had a car.
I grabbed my phone and I called you.
Yeah.
And it only occurred to me later that I never thought for a second about calling anyone else.
Yeah, because I always help you.
AAA.
Right.
You're the first person that I called.
You are so fucking dense.
If you would answer.
If this is the first time you're coming to this realization.
And it got me thinking.
What?
When did that happen? When did you become the person that I go to?
I don't know. Probably about 10 years ago.
Because it doesn't matter if it's my car breaking down or...
Or what?
Trouble at work.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nina being a jerk or whatever.
Fuck Nina.
You're the first person I go to.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And, you know, other than my mom, I don't... know that I've ever had somebody like that.
I thought your mom was...
Who I could just count on so completely. And then I got scared.
Oh, that explains... Okay.
I don't know if I've been that good of a friend to you.
Not really, no. Not even fucking close.
I don't know if...
What?
I don't know if I'm the person that you would call first.
No, fuck no.
To be good enough, you know, I want to put you first.
Yeah.
And I want you to feel completely safe.
There's no way you could make me feel that way.
Completely confident that I would do anything for you.
No, I don't believe that at all.
That's really how I feel.
It's not. You're lying. Manipulative. Holy shit.
I know you can say that you know I'll be there for you, but
Yeah, I'll just say it, though. It won't mean anything.
I mean it. I really deeply mean it.
Oh.
That I want to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. And
I want to be there all the time.
All the time?
Stop. Just...
That's a bit too much.
Let me finish, okay?
Okay. Sorry.
One more drink, and then let me finish.
Of course, you're going to keep drinking. Why wouldn't you? Just keep on. Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful.
Oh, shit. Thanks.
On the inside.
Oh, okay.
On the inside, wow. Too. No, I'm not. Oh, your both. Friend. Just for your looks.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt. Huh. But you're beautiful.
It's for my dick, too, right?
You have a beautiful soul. You have a beautiful heart.
And a beautiful...
And a beautiful face, as we already established, but...
Yeah.
When I look at you... I mean, God, I don't know, like, this is hard, okay?
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's a really hard thing.
I don't want to just throw a bunch of cliches at you, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
But it doesn't matter how many people are in a room. If you're there.
Yeah, I take the spotlight.
You're the light.
Right. Thank you.
And my eyes are drawn to you like a beacon.
Beacon. Beacon
of. Because you're that beautiful.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I know that in some ways it's unfair for me to throw this on you, you know, but
yeah, it kind of is. Yeah,
I've been feeling like this for a while, and mm-hmm.
I bet you have.
It's just gotten to a point where I felt like I was lying to you, you know.
You're always lying to everybody.
This is such a big part of my heart,
right?
My thoughts, my day.
Sounds like excuses.
You know, normally I would share that with you, and not being able to share this with you has been so hard.
Yeah, you should have thought about that before.
So that's why I had to make you come here and throw a bunch of awkwardness at you.
Yeah.
But the situation just became untenable. I couldn't deal anymore. Okay, I'm gonna get to the point.
Come on. Let's do it.
This has been going on for a while. And
mm-hmm.
It's only getting worse.
Worse.
And I can't stop it.
Okay.
And I hope you'll forgive me.
Yeah, that'd be really hard.
But I love you.
Oh, shit. Wow. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. I said that to you a million times, but...
It's the way you're saying it now. It's really different.
I'm in
different.
Love with you.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh my God.
I'm terrified. I feel like I just jumped off a cliff.
I hope you're not terrified enough to do something crazy.
Sorry. I know that's a lot to put on you.
Yeah, it is. No, right before.
I love you so much. I am so in love with you.
Yeah, we don't even live in the same state.
You are the best person I've ever known. So many ways, but most of all in your heart.
Yeah.
You are so deeply good.
Until you get mad at me.
And brave and generous.
Right.
I mean, how many hours have you spent with me teaching me?
Teaching you what?
Sorry.
How to be a decent person.
You're everything I could ever hope for.
That's very true.
And you don't have to say it back. That's not what this is about.
I don't know.
This is about me being honest with my best friend.
Okay.
And obviously, if you don't have feelings for me in that way, I am still going to be your friend.
Honestly, I doubt it.
It'll be hard for a little while.
It'll be hard for the rest of our lives.
But,
what?
I'll figure it out, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, I doubt that.
And I won't be weird. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, you will.
I know. It's kind of hard to believe right now, but I won't be weird. Okay? So, I hope you're not mad at me.
No.
For dumping all of this on you, but...
I'm not mad at you for this part. Don't touch me. Stop touching me.
I just love you so much.
Stop. You're lying. You're a fucking liar. You're a manipulative bitch. What? What happened?
So yeah.
What up?
About them socks.
About them socks. I get it. Cause sports, right?
You don't have to say anything right now.
Okay. I'm going to.
I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like if this happens and then I leave here, that you're going to be done using me and then you're going to make up false allegations and this is just going to spiral into a cesspool of hate. You know?
You would do that. You would.
You would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for admitting it. You won't admit it to anyone else, but...
Yeah.
I know. You want to keep your web of lies afloat, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry, honestly.
Really?
Really? I just hope... I really hope that you get help.
Okay.
Okay, yeah? Okay, good.
I love you.
Yeah, okay.
I love you.
Get help.
I love you.
Stop. Please don't. Don't touch
you.
Me. I don't want that to be happening.
I love you.
Stop. You can stop. This is, this is done.
Yeah. You can stay.
Okay, goodbye. Alright, so that... video. Again, that was by Love Sophia ASMR, and the title was ASMR Best Friend Confesses Love for You, Soft Spoken Roleplay. And now we are done with that. Now we're going to move on to this is by Francesca Whispers ASMR, and this video is called ASMR Best Friend Cheska Ask You Random Questions. Soft-spoken roleplay. Let's dive right in. What up, Cheska?
Oh, hey. Yeah, hey, come in.
Okay.
How you been?
I've been okay. How about you?
I've been okay. I don't know, I'm just...
What's wrong?
I'm really hungry right now.
Oh, shit, you should eat...
I'm kind of craving, like,
tacos, burritos, chipotle.
A big, fat chipotle burrito.
Oh, shit, how did I guess? Oh, my God.
You know.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
You should do that, then.
And maybe I'd wash it down with, like, a Diet Coke.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Don't wink at me. I hate when you wink at me. Are you drunk?
Hey, that's awesome. How did that game go?
Okay, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, cool. Dude. Are you drunk?
Well, I know that we did this like a couple weeks ago, but I still have so many questions that I want to ask you.
What?
So many questions.
Okay, do it then. You're being weird.
Are you willing to just sit around and chill? Just ask you all the questions?
Do you realize that I said yes already?
I'm deeply curious about.
I feel like you're not okay. Hearing me.
Cool.
Okay, let's do
it. Let's do it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What's like the weirdest food combination that you enjoy?
Well, I guess if I had to think about it, it would be something like,
I'm really curious about that, 'cause
I was Talking? Hello?
You're so interesting, and I want to know what was, like, what? What's the weirdest food combination that you enjoy?
I mean, I was in the middle of answering you.
You knew all of mine. Okay.
Yeah.
Pickles and Nutella.
You have never eaten that before?
Bologna and candy cane.
You're not... That's not real.
Macaroni and sprinkles.
You have literally never eaten any of those combinations.
So good.
You don't... What are you...
I guess by societal standards, it's a weird combination.
Why are you making a social statement or stance right now?
What are yours?
Oh, now you're actually going to let me answer? I would say that mine are...
Cool.
Okay.
I might have to try that.
Forget it. You're not even listening.
So...
What?
What's something you really resent paying money for? Something that you shouldn't even have to pay money for. I can think of so many things.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that answer, but...
I didn't.
I like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you think that... Do you think that aliens exist?
That's actually a really
curious question. Yeah. Extraterrestrials, do you think they exist?
I actually...
There's gotta be something up there, right?
Honestly, I wish you would... It's like you don't even care what I have to say about it. It's like you're just gonna keep cutting me off because you really want all the attention. It's very weird.
So, what are you currently worried about?
I'm honestly
worried... What worries you?
The way that you're acting...
At the moment. Right now.
The way that you're acting, I'm worried that you're gonna murder me at some point, to be completely honest.
Tell me more. Why is it worrying you?
Because you seem like you're not quite there, like all there in the head. I feel like I'm gonna be killed at any second.
Scaring you or worrying you?
A little of both, honestly. I'm trying to figure out how I can get the fuck out of here without you somehow killing me. Yeah. It's scary.
Don't worry.
Oh.
It won't help the situation if you worry.
Holy shit, you're gonna murder me. Oh my god.
So where do you get your news from?
I don't think you actually...
Like, what sources do you get your news from?
Are you trying to find out, like...
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I check there.
Trying to find out where to look when you murder me to see the news story?
I like a few other... places.
I honestly don't feel like you're listening to me at all.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
So what's the first thing that you do when you wake up?
Probably the same thing that ever...
What's the first thing you do?
You stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing I do is open my eyes. Typically, that's the first thing everyone does when they wake up, you know?
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I just, I get right out of bed and then...
Yeah?
This may sound gross, but before even brushing my teeth, I just, like, drink a ton of water.
Drinking a ton of water is gross?
I always wake up super dehydrated.
Okay, how is that gross, though?
And then I brush my teeth, and then I wash my face, I do my skincare routine with this nice Aveeno scrub.
Dude, I honestly don't care.
And then, oh my god, I'm talking about myself now.
You have been this whole time. You keep interrupting me to talk about yourself.
And then I take some vitamins.
So you're going to keep doing it?
Drink more water.
Okay.
I make breakfast.
Right. Okay, you're really fucking freaking me out, dude.
What's your favorite breakfast?
Anywhere but in this house.
Do you just ever wake up with cravings? Have you ever, like, just gotten out of bed and you just crave things?
I think you get out of bed.
Is that weird?
I think you get out of bed and crave attention.
That happens to you. Does it?
You crave attention more than anyone I've ever met.
What's something you always crave? What food do you always crave?
Ooh, nice clarification there. I almost gotcha.
Can you tell that I'm hungry?
Yeah, I can tell you're something. Alright, are we done here?
My moon sign is a Taurus, okay?
Oh, yikes. Now we're going to talk about astrology.
I'm a foodie.
Stop it. Everything's so clear now.
What's your moon sign?
I'm not going to answer you, and you wouldn't listen even if I did.
Cool.
Okay.
Are you into astrology?
No, I'm not.
think it's fake?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know, my English teacher from like 9th grade did a whole course on it. She took like a few astrology classes.
Okay.
She said it was super enlightening.
You are being very enlightening right this second. That I need to get out.
I mean, why pay for a class when you can just Google it, right? But I guess...
No.
That goes for everything else, right?
No.
What college did you go to?
You know that we went to college together.
Question. No. We went to college together.
There you go. You got me. You were pulling my leg, you silly goose.
I'm silly.
Yeah, you're silly. And look, something else.
What are some red flags to watch for in your daily life?
Ooh, everything that you're doing right now is a red flag.
What's the biggest red flag?
People who are severely narcissistic, possibly sociopathic, that don't even realize that people are there. I'm right here.
Like, what do you do when you're under pressure as well? Yeah, tell me about that.
I try to get the fuck out as fast as possible, to be honest. I'm doing that right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I make it out of here alive? Okay.
My palms get really sweaty and Mom, my spaghetti. Heart rate just increases and...
There's vomit on your sweater already.
I don't know. I feel like there's nobody else on the planet but me.
What kind did you say?
Self-centered.
Yeah, I would call it something else.
Not. I just get really nervous and scared.
Oh my god.
Even though that doesn't help the situation.
Oh god, I'm scared right
now. What movie can you watch over and over without getting tired of?
Psycho.
Tell me that. As I brush your face.
Please stop doing that. Like,
because you're such a beautiful...
I was really... I was trying to ignore that you were doing that.
Oh.
Okay. But now that you've called attention...
Is that your favorite? Or you can just keep watching it?
Honestly,
what's your favorite?
Are you going to let me answer? Or are you just going to keep talking every time I try to give you an answer? Because it's kind of rude.
Oh. Cool.
Ugh. I hate you.
I have way too many favorites to name it.
That's convenient.
To name them. But
I'm surprised you're not just going off on a rant.
I'd say that I can watch you again. As many times as you'd like me to. It's such a classic. I love watching it.
Do I exist?
You again?
You again?
Yeah.
Am I really here to you, or do you think
I'm a great movie?
A figment of your imagination. Hello.
So, what animal do you find the sexiest?
That is such a weird fucking question, dude.
I know, it's kind of quirky, but...
No, it's not quirky, it's fucking weird.
I'm genuinely just curious, like, what animal you find the sexiest?
I'm not going to answer you.
I'm just curious, like, I wrote all these questions down. I need you to answer them, okay?
So, in preparation...
I've been waiting to hear your answer for so long.
I highly doubt that. You haven't let me give, like, any answers whatsoever. You wrote all these questions down in preparation for me coming here? What the fuck, Cheska? Like, can't we just have a normal conversation?
No way.
Okay.
Do you know what? If I had to associate... I don't know, characteristics to a specific animal, I would definitely say that...
You're gonna say a cat, aren't you? Don't say a cat.
Owls.
Okay, that was random. I like that.
Are very cynical. I don't know why. I mean,
cynical.
I think owls are very wise and quiet, reserved, and cynical. Those attributes just align with my viewpoint of
sexiness. You said, what animal do you find?
An owl. I feel like owls are.
Sexy? You think owls are sexy?
Very,
sexy?
Just ahead of the game.
Okay, that's
quiet.
Your answer didn't mean anything.
Calculated.
Okay, you're really fucking weirding me out now.
I don't know, but I definitely think that foxes are super calculated, super sneaky, super cunning.
Super sexy?
So I definitely prefer an owl over a fox.
Okay.
Foxes are just... Ooh, they give me the creeps.
This makes... You asked what animal foxes. I found sexy, and now you're talking about...
Talk about my biggest nightmare. Definitely a bed of snow and a deeply orange fox.
I don't even have to be just here, do I?
Furtively prowling around. That's so scary.
I honestly can't even do...
Yeah.
Okay.
Something you would hate to happen.
I would hate to die here right now.
Really?
Yeah, fucking really.
I just... I wouldn't expect that from you.
You wouldn't expect me not to want to die.
I
don't
or anything. I just... I didn't know that. And that's the point of these questions.
Because you're trying to find out if you're going
to
kill me.
I get to learn more about you.
And whether or not you're going to kill me. Okay, I get it.
Well, yeah, I guess my biggest fear is probably...
Not killing people?
Just typical human fears, heights, and...
You don't know what human emotions are.
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Why would you?
Being caught off guard.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm weird. I have strange fears.
You don't have feelings.
I'm so quirky.
You're just...
I'm like such a crackhead. What's something...
Okay.
What's something that will always be in fashion? That will just constantly be a trend?
Not ASMR.
For clothes, yeah.
For clothes. Oh, for clothes. Sorry.
Right? I agree. I think that jean jackets are just always going to be a thing.
Jean jackets, huh? You know, I don't know how I got it. I don't know how I got into this friendship, to be honest, and how I got here, and why you wrote questions.
This is a really funny question, but I genuinely am curious.
Okay, go ahead.
Who do you go out of your way to be nice to?
Well, I used to have this friend, but, you know, that...
Is there, like, a person in your life that you just go out of your way to be nice to them?
I was actually explaining that to you.
It's actually super funny. I do this with some people.
You don't care.
And then I just completely don't care with other people, but...
I think you don't care with any people.
I genuinely...
Don't give a shit.
...out of my way to please certain people.
People who can do things for you.
Either because...
You get some benefit.
I want their approval, or...
You want what they have to do for you. Can say it.
Validation.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
What about you? Do you go out of your way to just please people? Are you a people pleaser?
You know, I usually try to...
I'll show you mine, too. That's cute.
I didn't answer.
Is that with your dog?
What? Hello?
Mine's embarrassing, but I'll show it, okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll show you it later. It's so embarrassing.
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
Yeah,
Holy shit. I think you actually did crack. Oh my god. How do I get out of here?
What do you think you are much better at than you actually are?
I'm actually really good at everything.
Oh, stop it. Stop. No, you're such a good musician. Don't say that.
Thank you. I know that. I've known that for a long time. There's definitely better
people. No, you're... That's not true.
Well, it is. There's definitely people with more talent than me.
I think I'm...
What up?
Much better of a...
What?
Tennis player.
You just came up with that. You don't even play tennis. Cheska, what the fuck are you doing? You have never played tennis a day in your life. You just made that up for no reason. Hello, Cheska.
What's your cure for the hiccups?
What the fuck does that even mean? That is the worst question I've ever heard in my life.
What do you use to cure your hiccups?
Yeah, you're gonna be persistent, huh?
What's
I guess
your secret
spoonful
cure?
Of peanut butter usually works.
I feel like every family has a different.
I mean, there's the whole scaring you and spoonful of peanut butter. Some people do spoonful of sugar, like Mary Poppins. And what do you
Well,
use?
Mine
uh-huh.
is scaring someone.
Because
then they just disappear.
You like to see how people react because you don't know how to feel emotions.
I think that my grandma had a really crazy cure for the hiccups.
What was
it? She was like,
murder?
You need to put ice on your neck.
Ooh,
and then the hiccups will go away.
Because she stabs you in your neck first.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should.
I was like,
probably put more than ice
trailer.
There. Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, you would know, Jessica, wouldn't you?
Grizzly. No, seriously, is putting ice on your neck a way to cure the hiccups? Let me know, please. Let me know, please. I'm curious.
What do you want me to do? You just said you
could
Google.
Is my life a lie or what?
Why don't you fucking Google it? We were talking about Google earlier. Go ahead. Okay, stop. Seriously, stop putting the brush in my face. Like, I don't want you to touch me with the brush after you, like, rub it all
so
over
I
you.
So I try and scare myself.
You
or tell someone to catch me off guard.
Unfortunately.
That's a really bad way. I don't know what to do.
Fortunately, you don't feel
sorry.
Any emotions. You are so fucking out of it. Holy shit.
Thanks for coming, hanging out with me.
Oh, yeah. Please, can I leave now? Please.
It's always fun.
Yeah, okay. Can I leave?
It's always cool.
Am I gonna be alive when I leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay,
I'm gonna walk out of the room now. Okay, bye. That was so close. We almost didn't make it out of that encounter alive. Again, that was Francesca Whispers ASMR. And the video title was ASMR Best Francesca Ask You Random Questions. And also, doesn't give you any time to answer them, but that's okay. Soft-spoken roleplay. Look for the link in the description if you want to talk to Jessica. Alright, here we go. These are going to start being less roleplay-y, I think. But this is by Mamie ASMR. And this title is ASMR Night Kisses, Personal Attention. I don't know if this is roleplay, but we're going to find out. This is one of those examples of lip smacking equals ASMR. So let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi. What are you doing? Ew. Stop. Because I'm afraid I'm going to die. Don't tell me to shush. Don't shush me.
You couldn't sleep tonight.
No.
All.
You've been acting really creepy lately, and I am going to probably die. Okay, you're going to...
Tell me what happened.
Okay, so at first you were normal, and then once we got into... And then once we got into this relationship thing for a while, you started being really creepy. And it's really starting to freak me out.
Why are you? I can't overthink.
I don't know if it's overthinking, but maybe... Because I don't know. The way you're acting is so scary.
It's okay. I understand you.
You understand? Okay, I hope so. Because maybe it's just an accident. Maybe you don't mean to be the way that you're being.
I understand you so much.
Okay.
That I will be here with you.
Okay. Thank you for understanding.
Do you fall asleep?
I don't know if I'm going to fall asleep, because...
Okay.
I mean, I kind of want to leave. I'm very worried about you, to be honest.
I am fine.
I didn't think you weren't fine. I thought you were going to kill me.
It's okay. Everything
will be okay. I don't know about that. You're not... Oh, ew. Stop. What are you doing? Is this torture? I actually hate this. Ew. Ew. What the fuck are you doing, dude? Can you stop, please? Hi. Are you done? Why are you tapping my ear? Stop.
Do you like my kisses?
No, they're very weird and not enjoyable.
Do
stop, please. I don't even know why you're kissing my ears. Hi.
Do you?
No.
Ew.
Please stop. You're ruining my life, honestly. I actually hate that. I'm actually begging you to stop. Hi. Are you done? Can I leave? And nothing you're doing is making me feel better. I actually am feeling 20 times worse than I did when I first started. I don't think you understand how unsettling that is when you do that. You just... in my ear, do you like that? Okay, you're just creeping me out. You're not listening to me. I really hate that. I really fucking hate what you're doing.
I love to kiss you.
You love to smack your ears in my ear. I know that. Somehow that's sexy to you. Ew. I'm actually so uncomfortable. I really fucking hate what you're doing. Are you listening to me? I hate what you're doing. What are you doing? I'm honestly never gonna sleep again, thanks to you. No, it's not. Not really, man. Everything's getting worse by the second. Please stop doing that. When I close my eyes, I'm gonna see you in my nightmares. Oh, Jesus. What is that? And honestly, it's daytime right now. I know you are, trust me. I fucking know you are. Please stop being here with me. Please. Will you please leave? Oh god. That's... okay. Do you really think that's gonna help me sleep? You really are like a robot and also really bad at comforting people. It's not. It really is not, to be completely honest. I actually think that I'm going to leave and never see you again. Don't know what you just said. The last thing I'm gonna do. Okay, guys. So that... I'm not... There's seriously 15 more minutes of this video, and I cannot... I made you suffer through almost 6 minutes of it, and I'm not gonna keep going. This roleplay was the worst roleplay that I saw. Actually, you know what? Let me try to find something else that I found earlier. And this is like a bigger offender than that one. It is so insane that this exists. Because it's literally one of the worst things I've ever seen. I forget what it's called. Ear something. Something to do with your ears. Let's try ear kissing. I love my search results right now. Oh, here it is. I think this is it. And this is... oh, this is actually by the same person, you know? So... yikes. It has a million views. Because it's very, very sexual. And it's on YouTube. Or is it this one? It might be this one. I think it's this one. Let me see real quick. Let's look. Do, 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 da, da. so before this starts here, I'm not going to play much of it because, oh my god, it is so disturbing. But this is Frivolous Fox ASMR. And the title of the video is ASMR Slow and Sensitive Ear Eating. Ear Eating. 2,352,565 views, 46,000 likes, and 1.8k dislikes. Listen to a little bit of this. Just listen. Do you like that? Of lip smacking. Oh, she's talking about how the video is sponsored by Honey. Nope, Helix Sleep this time. She has a lot of these mouth or ear eating videos. There's no way people understand what she's saying. Listen to this. If I keep listening to that in a video game, I'm going to cease to exist anymore. But that was Frivolous Fox ASMR Slow and Sensitive Ear Eating. I will also put that link down in the description if you guys want to see these videos on your own. And for the last one that I'm going to watch, it is called, or first of all, the person who made it is Sabrina Vax 1. All one word. Sabrina Vaz 1. V-A-Z 1. Sabrina V-A-Z 1. Okay? And the video is called ASMR Suit Fitting Measuring You Roleplay. So let's get this started, boys and girls.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Oh, thank you so much.
My name's Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to my suit and dress shop.
Why does this look like a bedroom?
To say. It's a fancier word. Okay.
This doesn't seem very professional.
Let's check you in.
Okay.
This is my schedule book.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your name?
It's Edward.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Scheduled for 1 p.m.
Yeah, why do you look like you have a children's planner?
Friday.
Why are we in your bedroom? This is not professional.
Thank you for being right on time.
I'm always right on time. Why is there a futon in here? And folded laundry. This is not a professional environment. What are you doing?
So, we're fitting you for a suit today.
Okay.
We're going to be taking all of your measurements.
Okay.
Want some, that was weird, water breathing, or dude. Some tea, but
honestly,
I want you to be as comfortable as possible, so.
This is really weird.
Yeah, just relax. It's going to be pretty easy.
You kind of seem stressed.
Do you know your height?
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
Okay. So you're not too sure, but.
No, I'm definitely sure.
You think?
Why would I not know my height?
Yeah.
What?
By the looks of you, you do look around 5'10".
That's wrong. No. I'm not 5'10". What are you talking?
You work with people every day. You get pretty good at guessing people's heights.
Yeah, I think you're wrong, though. I think you're...
But I will have to clarify that and measure you, because...
Yeah, I don't know why you would guess.
I want to be certain about every measurement, so...
This really...
Get your suit to look...
doesn't seem professional at all.
It'll look amazing on you.
I don't think that you've ever done this job before. Is this your first time? You aren't even dressed appropriately. What are you doing?
Actually, I forgot to ask, what is your shoe size?
Like 13, 14, depending on the shoe. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm gonna get my measuring tape.
So I know my shoe size, but not my height. I feel like you're not even listening to me.
So I work normally in inches.
That's what she said.
That
is what she
fucking said. Sometimes I ask if we could do both sides so I could get centimeters.
Yeah, you can work in inches.
And it's just nice to know that sometimes it just depends what I'm measuring.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to measure your height.
Okay. Yeah, do it. I dare you. You're going to see that you're way off. I'm a taller boy than you think.
I'm getting a little close. I hope you don't mind.
I kind of do because you're dressed really inappropriately for this. This is supposed to be really professional and you kind of are showing a lot of skin there.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
No, it wasn't. You thought I was 5'10". I'm clearly 6'4". Do you know how to measure? You're just writing down 5'10" because that was your guess. What are you even writing? Now what? What are you measuring now?
Okay, so I like to do shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, okay.
This is very important because this kind of is the basis, like...
Uh-huh.
Most... I don't know how to say it, but...
You don't know what you're doing.
The suit, that's very important. So I like getting the perfect measurement.
This is not a suit-fitting place. Like, I'm in your bedroom.
Inches.
You're just playing a game.
From here.
I'm not paying for this. Why are you holding the tape measure over my eyes to measure my shoulders?
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Where are you right now?
19. Okay, thank you.
Why are you talking so quietly?
So I like to list everything out.
Okay. I'm looking at you right in your planner. You are literally not even writing numbers. You're only writing words, so what are you writing right now?
So,
but
super easy for me to make the perfect fitted suit for you.
I don't think you know what suits are at this point. Do you go outside of your room? Hello?
I'm gonna do from your neck to right around your chest.
Oh, cool. Way to accentuate your breast. Right there, by pointing that out. Where do you live, by the way? Do you sleep on that futon? That is not. How are you measuring from my eyes if you're measuring my neck? Tape measures from my eyes. I hate this. Alright, you know what, lady? I'm not going to sit here and take this.
Like,
I honestly am leaving. I'm leaving, okay?
Don't mind, I'm just writing in my little notebook on the table.
Yeah, you keep writing on that as I walk the fuck out the door. One of the most important things about today is that we are going to thank our lovely sponsor, Raven Michelle Everding. Raven, thank you so much for being a continued supporter of the show. Here is Raven's promotion at a low volume as not to frighten you.
Since the inception of Am I Cancelled, one woman has shown integrity and grace, beauty and loyalty above all others. And now, that woman is the official sponsor of Am I Cancelled. Thank you, Raven Michelle Everding, for your continued support. Now back to the show.
Thank you, Raven. I hope that this episode has been nice and comfortable for you especially, because I always have you and your wants, needs, and desires in mind. And hopefully that puts you at ease and makes you happy. Everyone else who's listening? Good. So that's gonna do it for this show. Now, as a trigger warning, I will warn you now that it's about to get loud because we're ending the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.
Well, that was an awful show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to find out if we're canceled. Until then, this has been Am I Cancelled?